I'm going to name the members of the Board Executive Committee. It's Chairman Young, Vice Chairman Joyce, Secretary Curtin, and Trustee Zoller. And that's the only thing I have to announce, and then we are going to go to public comments. And we'll call the speakers up, and we're going to hear, some topics, of course, are off the table, negotiation items, collective bargaining process, lifestyles, beliefs of individuals, employed or associated with the university, grievances of individual students or employees of any personnel matters. We will not be taking comments like those. And don't forget, as you make comments, the two-minute mark will be on the board. So can we hear from Beverly Bond?
Good afternoon. My name is Beverly Bonds. I just heard what you all are not going to be taking information in regards. So I just want to say my name is Beverly Bonds, and I was laid off. And since I can't go into details on that, I'll try to make appointments with certain people then.
Okay, that's acceptable. Okay. Thank you.
You're sorry, Ms. Barr.
Kelly? I'm sorry, Kelly, I can't read the printing in your last name.
That's Dr.
Harris,
Kelly to
I'm
us.
Sorry.
Good afternoon. So, you know, a lot of the good things about Chicago State have been talked about today, about the good work the students and faculty did, focusing in on Springfield, the fight we had with Governor Reiner and the legislator and trying to get funds for the university. And this fight really started last year. We fought to get a new president in that would move this university in the right direction. And the faculty, staff, and students almost unanimously selected Dr. Calhoun. And we're proud of his leadership, and we're happy for Dr. Calhoun being here. But the bigger issue, and what pains us, is that, you know, we're fighting at Springfield. We're fighting Governor Reiner. We're fighting the legislatures, but the bigger issue is now that we have to deal with our own board. Because we fought to have President Calhoun in here to run this university and moving in the right direction. We didn't want Dr. Calhoun to be a figurehead. We don't want him to be a puppet. We want him to have the full rights of a president of a university. Now I've been in academia for a long time now. Almost 20 years. I know college presidents. I know former college presidents. I have mentors who've been in the university since before I was born. No one has ever seen a situation like this, where we hire someone and then cut his legs out from under him. And nobody had the temerity to explain why. Why did we fight to have him president? And he does not have the full rights pertaining to a president of the university. I would like someone on the board to please explain that. Because now what you're pushing us into a position to do, not just fight Governor Reiner, not the legislature, but when we see prospective students and our current students, now we're going to have to tell them, don't come to Chicago State University. And I hate if that has to happen.
Gabriel? Gabriel, it looks like.
Gomez,
yes, okay.
Yeah, I think he's gone.
Okay. Philip Beverly?
For the record, Philip Beverly, Political Science Department. Congratulations to my new tenured colleagues, Drs. Davis, Laura, and Bernard. Tenure is something that is hard to get, and kudos to them. Wanted the board to know, and Dr. Calhoun to know officially, that the summer committee of the Faculty Senate has formed. Our last meeting was this past Tuesday, so we do have a faculty presence in governance, and I know how committed the administration is to shared governance. So the summer committee is available and ready to serve. The University Advisory Committee is functional and active. We've been meeting every Thursday except the commencement Thursday, and submitting things to the Management Action Committee. We don't have much feedback on that yet, and we can share some of that with you later. Some of the concerns that have come up, though, questions in my sort of wandering around, the Australian term is doing a walkabout on campus, was the basis of financial exigency. And I've done a bit of study on that. And the core element of exigency comes down to the termination of tenured faculty, that the situation has to be so desperate that we're at that point. And it seems to me that if we're not at that point now, that we really have no reason to have an exigent situation. That said, wanted to talk a minute about the execution of the exigency to this point. The execution from the communication of what's intended to the actual execution has been appallingly bad. Appallingly bad. The rollout of the layoff notices. And mind you, this isn't about the selection of the activities that were necessary. This was the actual implementation. The actual implementation. I think everyone agrees with what needed to happen and is just concerned about how badly it happened. I had a faculty member colleague who was sitting in a hospital with her husband as he's receiving chemotherapy. The day, on that day, that the layoff notice thing came out, and she got the news on TV, on television, while they're sitting in the hospital there. That is unconscionable. And if the folks who are responsible for that decision haven't gotten the clue yet that this is about human beings, then they really should be invited to some other career opportunities outside this university, because human beings come first. Communicating what bad things are going to happen to them isn't a bad thing. You can let people know, we're going to have to let you go, thank you for your service, really appreciate you understanding where we're at, and none of that has happened. We had one of our secretaries, probably a $35,000 a year employee, that was laid off on Friday, stayed until 8 o'clock in the evening to ensure that whoever replaced her would have some continuity in that office, was that committed as she's losing her job, gets recalled on Monday, and then let go on Wednesday. Now, I'm sorry, HR 101 says that's never supposed to happen, and whoever was responsible for that, fired. Done.
Thank you, Dr. Beverly. Kim Delaney.
Oops. Several decades ago, I read Atlas Shrugged, the dystopian novel by Ayn Rand, where nasty, self-serving incompetence drive industries and infrastructure into the ground while able people are fired, destroyed, or quit. At the time, I thought it was a highly implausible straw man scenario used to promote her philosophy of objectivism. In the 1980s, an activist friend of mine referred to a fellow in our movement as a revolutionary pimp who promoted his own interests on the backs of the activism of others. At the time, I thought it was a personal judgment on a mildly unsavory character. In 2012, an accreditation evaluator came to CSU for the pre-visit consultation. In an informal conversation, the evaluator said that the word outside of Chicago was that Wayne Watson had been set in place specifically to drive CSU into the ground because the land and campus were valuable properties. At the time, I thought it was pretty stupid, as conspiracy theories go. As it turns out, they were prescient. I have seen highly skilled, devoted, and competent colleagues fired, demoted, and chased away. I have seen prominent figures coming out of a back room in this building where they schemed and plotted to keep Wayne Watson and his cronies in power. Then they stood up in public 3 years later to exhort our students to defend their right to education. I have seen a series of brutal, thoughtless, and damaging actions that have eroded our viability. Through incompetence, they might have avoided some of these catastrophes merely by accident. It seems instead that their intent is indeed to close the school and seize the remaining assets. And this board sat here. Were you watching, or were you actually part of this?
Thank you for your comments. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Seconded, sir.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Motion passed. The May 6th, 2016 meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is hereby adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank